Well, this is Free Food Friday here on 106.1 The Corner. Our friend Walter Slosky is back from the Shebeen and also from the catering outfit. And Walter, happy holidays.
You as well, Brad.
And guess what? We have a guest. You've brought a special guest along with us today to kind of talk a little bit about photography as it relates to catering and big events. Robert Radifara is here.
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Very well. And happy to have you guys here to kind of, well, Walter, first talk a little about the catering outfit and the events you do and how you got to know Robert.
So the catering outfit is sort of, we say, craft cuisine and concept production. We work with a lot of the top area vendors doing some incredible weddings at incredible venues around town. So I actually got to know Robert working on my wedding, which I got married on October 4th. And he said something very poignant to me at that point, which was, you know, at the end of the day, when you're getting married, what do you take away from your wedding? And the answer to that is photography or videography. I mean, that's really the only concrete thing that you're going to take away at the end of the day. And I started thinking, wow, that's huge from you know, for our perspective, how can we take our food and event design and sort of help to maximize what the photographer is doing?
Because it all kind of works together for an event, and a very elegant and memorable event like that, too. So, Robert, what are some of the first steps? You know, we have plenty of listeners who are always just about to go down that route, to do the wedding or some other kind of, you know, memorable group event.
Right. So when you're planning a wedding, I mean, usually the first thing is you try to find your venue. And once you find your venue, then it's your caterer and then it's your photographer.
Yep.
It's kind of a full-time job, getting married, planning a wedding, and all of that. It definitely takes a lot out of you. So I think it's very important, like Walter said, you know, really for all of that planning for that day, that some people spend a year, some people spend a little bit more than that. What's important is really finding somebody that you get along with for your photography, somebody that you have a good rapport with.
Yeah, and there's some chemistry aspects.
Oh, yeah,
there as
yeah.
Well,
right? Absolutely. Because you're going to be spending your whole day with that person.
Right.
And then past that, making sure that their photography meets what you like. Because there's tons of photographers in Charlottesville, and there's a lot of different styles. And I think what's important is that person matches your style. And that being said, your style for your florist, for your, and especially for your caterer, how that food is being presented on the table, how it looks. If it can look beautiful, but it also has to taste amazing as well. You know, when I photographed Walter's wedding, I had to stop every once in a while and just really enjoy some of this amazing food that was there, because it was a little reminiscent of some of the food that I grew up with as well. And not only was it beautiful looking, it was amazing. I mean, the flavor was there. I just think it's very important to just sort of make sure that it all sort of melds and is you as a couple.
Well, and we should mention, so Robert Radifara, our guest, is from Madagascar.
Yes.
And Walter is from South Africa.
Yes.
And that's the Shebeen. Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in Southern Africa.
In Southern Africa. Yep. So that is pretty, I mean, wow, talk about the perfect collision of worlds coming together on that.
Meant to be.
That sense. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you guys have coming up and working together? I guess there's some neat stuff in the works.
There is. And one thing I wanted to mention, you know, sort of a couple of sort of pointers when it comes to photography and catering. Number one, when you're buying a photographer, you're buying that individual. So book in far in advance because they can only do one event.
A day.
Per day.
Yep.
As a catering outfit, it is our standard practice only to do one wedding a day as well. But, you know, particularly in Robert's case or any of the awesome photographers in town, it's important to book in advance because they are in high demand. So Robert, after the wedding, Robert's actually gotten our wedding published in the Seville Weddings magazine.
Which wow.
I'm thrilled about, and I'm also... You know, I'm already public and on the radio, so now I'm going to be in the magazine too.
Right.
But anyway, and that's something, you know, I don't know anything about. You know, we've been, as the catering app, it's been published in Weddings Unveiled. We're getting published again in the winter issue. We've been published in Southern Living. civil weddings, and frankly, I have no idea how that happens.
Yeah, Robert, maybe you can talk about that. Like, what were the steps to get such recognition for that particular wedding event? And is that easy to do for other couples?
It is easy. For the couples, you need to talk to your photographer, because usually it's the photographer that will get events published. So actually, just getting it published is getting in contact with the magazines or whomever, the blogs, or you get in touch with their publisher to find out, is this wedding worthy of submitting? You send them a handful of images, and they say, oh, yeah, this is definitely what we need. Send the rest. It can be as many as 100 photos, 150 photos, and they dwindle them down to what they need, and then they choose. And it's usually the photographer that does it.
Yep.
And when we do that, we mention all involved: the catering, mm-hmm. the florist, the wedding planner, the band, whomever was part of that, because it truly is a team.
Yep.
It's a team, like they say, it takes a village. It definitely does take a village to plan a wedding. So everybody gets mentioned, and you know, it's great. It's fantastic for the couples. They love seeing their name and photos either
yep.
up online or blogs or especially magazines.
Most.
Yeah.
And some may choose not to.
This is true.
Yep.
So first and foremost, you have to ask the couple. Is it okay? That's not what we need.
And you know, it's pretty impressive. You know, so for instance, there were over 3,000 weddings in Charlotte-Almore last year, and for Robert's photography to get published in this particular case, it's not like there aren't 100 other people that are submitting. So whether it's the style of the wedding or the photographer itself, the photography itself, you know, Weddings Unveiled is picking maybe, you know, one wedding from every region. So from this area, from, you know, Charleston, South Carolina.
Yep.
So whenever one of our weddings get published there, I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal. It is. And that selection process is definitely a tough one for them.
Right.
So, but when we saw sort of all the elements from your wedding, they actually got back to me right away.
Wow.
Like, yeah,
nice.
This needs to be in here. So
high praise.
Yeah,
that's good.
That was probably the quickest turnaround I think I'd ever had on a wedding. So.
Well, I can't wait to see it. That's exciting. And Robert, give out your website and contact info, too,
right,
if you would.
So it's robert@radifera.com, and that's R-A-D as in David, I-F as in Frank, E-R-A. And the website is www.radifera.com.
Radifera.com.
Yes.
Very good. And Walter Slosky of the Shebeen and the Catering Outfit. And we're just kind of taking a look today at weddings in Charlottesville in Central Virginia, and appreciate the insights, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks so much for having us, Brad.
Yeah, Brad. Thank you.
Let's do our Shebeen giveaway. $15 Shebeen gift card for the fifth caller through at 970-1061. This is 106.1 The Corner and Free Food Friday.